Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh! Ha, ha, ha. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Folks are showing up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, listeners are coming by.
Got a
question. Always good to see people.
Because I love this song. It's my favorite song ever.
Great beat.
If Fat Joe wasn't fat, do you think he would have made this song? Because that's all fat people can do.
Lean back?
They lean back. If he was skinny like he is now.
Fit Joe?
Yeah, because I wouldn't say Fit Joe. I would just say Smaller Joe. Yeah, Smaller Joe.
It's amazing. You get a lot of credit when you start out really fat,
yes,
and then you're just kind of less fat.
Yes.
Versus if you're kind of always in decent shape, and then you get in pretty good shape,
yeah,
no one really notices.
Yes.
You don't get compliments for that.
Yes.
I feel like I'm doing pretty good right now.
I mean, we were just talking. You're talking about you're squatting and stuff, adding that to your routine.
Yeah.
But
I'm working it in.
And I listen to know everything because they always let us know. I just need to know this, okay? You said, why are you squatting?
Well, there's a few reasons.
But tell me, no. No, you know what the reason I wanted to know.
Yeah, you want me to say the thing on the radio again
that
I said
to
you just a minute ago?
Yes.
I don't know. My algorithm must know I'm doing squats.
Right.
And some fitness person came on there and was talking about how quad and hamstring health is the most direct tie towards life expectancy.
There we go.
The stronger your thighs are, the longer you live. Thighs stronger, live longer. That's what it is.
You know how many people squatting right now?
Right? I hope they
are. People are out there doing squats and everything. Hey, I have no reason but to believe you.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I bet it's not. It's not going to make me die sooner, I don't think. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to be the inverse effect of it. I'm out there, I'm out there doing some squats.
Hey, I love it, dog.
Dead.
I love it, man. I love it. But I was
I've been working it in.
That's good. That's good, man. Because
she likes that little.
I told you that little muscle sign, that little crease.
Yeah,
that thigh crease.
Thing.
I told you, dog.
Yeah.
Thigh crease, making them shouting, that crease be showing.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, dog. You gotta make sure you flex it every now and then. make sure you flex it every now and then.
I do.
So they can see that what's it called, that horseshoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That house shoe.
Little quad muscle. Let them see it. Anyway, that's what I've been doing. But to answer your question, I think he needed to be fat in order to make that song.
Okay, I was just curious, dude. I mean, I love the song. I love the song. But he's right. We pull up our pants and do the rock away.
It's a great song.
Lean back.
It's a good dance.
It's an awesome song.
It's a good song.
And it's this dance that everybody, you can't do that dance. You just can't dance.
You just can't dance. Yeah.
There's just
certain ones that if you can't do, then just.
It's not meant for you.
Retire from dancing.
Get over there in the corner like the Mother Brothers nowadays and just stare at people.
Stand around and try to look cool.
Yeah.
All right. We've talked a lot about Georgia and Ole Miss, and we'll get back into that a little bit more at 1 o'clock as well. I'll just say this about that conversation. If you missed what we talked about with Rodney DeBalsi at 11:40, check that out. Odyssey app, you can rewind to 11:40 podcast. Go to the website, 929thegame.com. Andy and Randy. Roddy with really good perspective on that one. It always feels silly for a game like that with so many factors to try to boil it down to one thing, but it really does. I mean, Carson Beck plays good. Georgia wins the game.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yes.
So we'll get back into that game more at 1 o'clock and hear from Kirby and Lane Kiffin and all that. Alabama-LSU.
Yeah, man.
Huge game.
Yeah.
Both in the top 15. It's going to be Tiger Stadium at night, which is always a treat. Number one on my college football bucket list right now. Would love to get there for a game at some point. it's a little bit of a different flavor because you've got DeBoer in his first matchup against LSU. Mm-hmm. You got Brian Kelly, who's obviously only been there for a couple years. The amount of great games that were played between Alabama and LSU in the Saban era.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's just really phenomenal stuff. And there's a lot on the line for this one. Whoever loses essentially is out of the college football playoff. So desperate times tomorrow night in that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a high-scoring game. I really can, and I think
I agree.
You know, when you look at Nussmeier, I mean, we talked earlier. I didn't realize that he was as big as he is as far as moving up draft boards and everything. Some people has him as the number one overall quarterback above Shador and above Cam. And so, you know, he has to play well. The defense actually been playing better since Perkins got hurt, which is weird.
It is weird.
Which is weird. They're not going to be
that linebacker they have.
They're not going to be
Whit Weeks. Is that his name? That guy's a tackling machine.
They're not going to be fooled by the zone read. Like they were against A&M.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure they're not.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure that they're going to
defend
that.
Because they acted like they never seen it before.
Yes, it was awful. But
and Milroe's better at it.
Milroe's better.
Milroe's incredible at that.
Can they run the football? I think that's going to be the biggest thing when you talk about Alabama. But, I mean, I heard somebody say that their best player, you know, when you look at from a skill perspective of Alabama, their best player, they don't give him the ball enough. They don't get Williams the ball enough. They don't get their young kid the ball enough.
Agreed.
I mean, this dude is a playmaker, and I keep saying it. I've been saying it for the last 2 years. LSU ain't got no corners. LSU don't got no cornerbacks. Or secondary, period. That's the weakest link of their defense. It just baffles me still to this day.
So is Alabama.
So is Alabama.
It's crazy.
Alabama, LSU,
those two
secondary.
Teams, between those two rosters, I'm sure there are some guys that will play in the league. But, like, there's no first-round defensive
between
backs.
Alabama –
yeah, where you would watch games in years past where it's like the whole every DB taken in the first round was on those.
Yeah,
teams.
Man, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It is. It's crazy to see those defenses like that, which is, again, just another example of how this one feels a bit different. I agree with what you said about Alabama has to run the ball. I'll go one step further and say Alabama has to run the ball with their running backs. Like, you need to get the running backs involved. Those guys are good.
They're good players.
And when they fed them, which they haven't really done.
Right.
But when they fed them a bit,
those
guys have, it's really effective. Now, remember, Milroe last year against Alabama ran for 170 yards.
Like five touchdowns?
Against LSU. Yeah, four touchdowns on the ground. I think he threw for another one, 160 yards on the ground, whatever it is. And they are coming off that performance where they had no clue what to do against that zone read and Texas A&M. You have to think that they've been working on that for the last 2 weeks because they had the bye. I like Alabama in this one. I know it's hard to pick against LSU at home. And they're fairly even teams, but I like the Crimson Tide.
I like them
going into Baton Rouge.
I like winning this football game.
Florida at Texas. Is it new coach energy or is it coach saved his job energy?
I don't know.
Billy Napier.
I think Texas is going to beat the hell out of Florida.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
I mean, they got a third string quarterback who played at Yale.
Yes. So. I think Texas is going to beat the hell out of Florida.
Yeah, probably.
But again, we talked about it yesterday. Napier has. Gotten a bill of whatever.
Lifeline.
Yeah. He's going to be back 25. Because there's such a young football team, they think that he can grow with them and everything like that. Lagway's coming back. Lagway's dad approved it. You saw that. And so maybe they might be doing something. But I think Texas is going to beat the hell out of Florida tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a real tough finish to the year
for
Florida with the schedule they have coming up. Miami at Georgia Tech. Miami remains
undefeated. Also a new game.
You look at the rest of their schedule. This is the hardest game Miami has left.
Yep. And Miami's going to let Georgia Tech be in this game because they've done it all damn year.
Absolutely, they will.
And then Cam Ward will throw on the cape and he'll throw for four touchdowns in the fourth quarter and they'll end up winning by 20 points.
I didn't realize, and I know he's been there for a while, and you have to be in order to have this record. But Xavier Restrepo is the all-time receiver in Miami.
I saw that.
Now?
I saw that last week.
Crazy.
Yeah, last week. And you're like, damn.
Pretty good receivers in Miami.
There's two Hall of Famers in Irv and Dre. Then you got Santana Moss. And then, I mean, Reggie Wayne. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, well, hell.
Dang.
Damn.
Good for you.
Good for him, man. I did see that. I was like, wow. Good for him. Leading receiver at Miami?
Yeah. It's awesome. And he'll probably have add to that resume tomorrow as well. Colorado, who's number 20 in the country.
Yes.
This is going to be weird to say, but it's true, quietly. They've kind of quietly put together a pretty solid year and is number 20 in the country.
They need this win, Bonk.
They do.
They need this win.
They're at Texas Tech, who
just upset Iowa State.
They're the the weirdest team in the country.
Yes.
Like, they'll beat Iowa State and play awesome, and they could go off offensively, and then they'll lose to just terrible teams in horrible ways. And so, I don't know.
They need this win.
All I know is, Colorado needs it, and with some of the other losses in the Big 12, Colorado's got a path to the Big 12 championship game.
They need this win, Bonk. I really, really do. And because, like you said, it's been quiet, and they can put themselves in position. And they got to keep winning. But, they need to win this football game, and I think they will. But they need to. They're coming off of a bye week, too.
Yeah.
And so guys are getting help. Their defense is playing well. It's hard to be better than they were, worse than they were last year defensively. Colorado's playing some good defense.
Travis Hunter kind of hitting the Heisman hype trail.
I mean, he's going to score two touchdowns tomorrow.
I hope he does.
Yeah, you know that.
I hope he does. South Carolina and Vanderbilt.
Gonna be, I like this
Never
game.
In a million years would I have thought
I like this
at this
game.
Point of the season we would be talking about this game, but
I like
we are because of the quarterbacks.
Yes.
South Carolina with an awesome win last week. Lenora Sellers is just a treat to
He's
watch.
A fun player
he's
because
– load of being.
He's a boomer bust player
on
every single play.
Yeah.
it's just what he is.
He'll run you over, though.
But I didn't realize this, and I saw this, that Vanderbilt's quarterback, because they beat Auburn last week, he's beaten Hugh Freeze four times.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 years in a row.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, Diego Pavia.
Yes, he beat him at Liberty.
Yep, when he was at Liberty.
When he was at Liberty.
And he was at New Mexico.
Yes.
They beat him there. Their only loss.
Yeah, right? Which is, I was like, then.
Last year when New Mexico beat Auburn, right?
Yes.
And then this year, Vanderbilt beat him again.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Hugh Freeze hates Diego Pavia.
Hugh Freeze has got to hate that dude. I think this is going to be a very, very interesting game. South Carolina, and I thought they would be ranked.
Yeah.
I thought at least in 25.
One of the two of them.
Especially how they beat down A&M last weekend.
Yeah.
I would have thought they might have found some way to sneak in there.
Yeah, Florida State
Notre
Dame. Notre Dame probably win that game by 1,000.
Oh, my God.
Washington, nice win last week USC.
We're not going to poo-poo it.
No, we are not.
Yeah.
We are not. I'll say this. This is
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there with Jed Fish. I understand it's a very difficult situation that he came into for sure. They played pretty good against Indiana, and Indiana's awesome. Like, Indiana's been blowing everybody out. They were in that game well into the second half, well into the fourth quarter. They end up losing by two touchdowns, but that was a pretty good performance against Indiana on the road. They beat USC last week, so all right. I don't know. Penn State?
I mean, Penn State could be. I mean, you remember 2 weeks ago, this was the game Mike said he was worried about.
Yeah.
Mike Cotton said he's worried about this game. They're going to trick off a game right there because I don't look at Ohio State's tricking.
No.
Yeah, they could trick
them. They could have won that game for sure if they made a play or two here or there. But, I don't know. Maybe they lose to Ohio State twice.
Yeah, watch out, BYU.
Really?
Watch out.
Why?
Just because they're going to Utah.
Interesting.
Just watch out, Utah.
Huh.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, BYU, watch out.
Utah's so bad this
they
year.
They are. They're very bad. Watch out. Their coach is unbelievable.
They have a very good coach.
And watch out. Watch out, Indiana. Now, Michigan stinks. Michigan can't do anything. All right. Aren't they back on their fifth quarterback? They know they had a quarterback retired and started the game and all that other thing.
They did have a guy retire.
Yeah. This is
are they going back to orgy?
This is the most success Indiana's had.
Yep.
When? Since Bobby Knight?
Since ever. They've never been 9-0 before.
Yeah, and so they ain't really played nobody either.
That's true.
And so that's how people are viewing it, man.
They beat the hell out of everybody.
They beat the hell out of everybody. And they're probably gonna beat the hell out of Michigan.
You just said look out for both the games that I picked.
All right.
Both of my points against the spread games.
I went on four last week, so I think I did too.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can do better this week. We'll make our picks against the spread coming up next. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well. Thanks for being with us on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.